Radio News.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome back to the program, one and all. Here we go again, another time, time for another edition of Bucket Strategy Investing. Yeah, we're back another time, got another hour just ahead of us, and a whole lot of stuff planned, of course, today. The main topic being, for the start of the program, something having something to do with income. And what I mean is really sort of pensionized income or guaranteed income. Wouldn't that be nice? You know, we talk about that. If I had the lottery, Professor Plum, there's my guaranteed income. I wouldn't care what my investments did. If they want to give me $50 million, I'll keep that thing in a, you know, I'll keep it in a bunch of different money market accounts all over the place. I really don't care.
Well, you got to keep enough of them to keep the FDIC insurance going. You know, $250 a person.
Right. So I'd have to have a whole bunch of them. That's what I mean. I'd have a whole string of them there. But of course, I wouldn't have to worry about income. But that's not what happens. All right, for most of us, it doesn't happen that way. The idea is when you retire, you have the nest egg, the proverbial nest egg, and you take, I mean, in most situations, they tell you, take a chunk of that nest egg off, you know, use it for whatever you need, and try to keep rebuilding and, you know, make sure it lasts as long as you do. The trouble is you don't know how long you're going to last. You could last 6 months, you could last 40 years, depending on when you retire, or more. So anyway, one of the nice things about having what they call pensionized or guaranteed income is that it takes the pressure off. It takes the pressure off that part of your portfolio. Think about Social Security. Well, we'll get into this in just a bit. We'll talk with Professor Plum about that. Now, I got a whole bunch of stuff to get to, some emails, some articles, which may make sense to Professor Plum, that may not. I don't know. Some of those things I'm thinking you might not like so much. Some of the advice, we'll find out a little bit later on, if not this hour, next hour. Phone calls, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. You know that by now, 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. And we do have a bunch of those to get to as well. A couple of emails from folks who were or are advisors. And I thought I would pass some of that along to you, Professor Plum, because you do get some of those on occasion, which is perfectly fine. So anyway, time to get things started. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum on the air, you call 877-PLANNER. You want to talk off the air, we got a number for that, too. Back office number is expressly, exclusively for the viewers and listeners of this program. That's why we set it up. Mark it down, 800-644-1150. You can speak with an advisor right now if you like, or if you want to talk to Professor Plum, do so after the show, 800-644-1150. You can ask your questions. You can meet with an advisor personally, either online or whatever, on the phone, face-to-face. The point is to get your plan started, your strategy started, and that's exactly what they'll help you out with there at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. And one of the things that's talked about all the time is this idea of having guaranteed income, Professor Plum. We had an email from somebody, which is kind of why we're going to talk about this for a second. It was kind of a long email, but what it boiled down to was the fact that they want some guaranteed income. One of their pensions they thought they were going to have is cut in half, I guess because the company went out of business or something. I don't know.
How does that happen unless it's well over the PBGC limit?
Well, apparently it was, and I guess okay. It's been cut down to, it was 100-something thousand.
Oh, yeah.
A little over, and, you know, it's like 60 grand now or whatever the PBGC limits are. So anyway, the point is this. Is there a way to create some kind of pensionized income was the question. Let's talk about what we mean by this, though.
Well, pensionized income is a direct income source that we as investors cannot hurt. You know, if we work for the government 20, 30 years and we retire, we get a monthly check for the rest of our life. We work for certain corporations. We work for X number of years. We get a check for the rest of our life from our pension. That's what I'm talking about. Not the lump sum side of it, but the ones that are just a monthly check for the rest of our life, and the check is guaranteed by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corp. That's the PBGC. And all non-governmental defined benefit pensions pay into that and are guaranteed by that up to a certain limit. Certain limits in the $55,000 to $60,000 range at age 65. So there are limits as far as what they'll cover. But why is a pension important? Well, if you have a pension and it covers your needs, you tend to take away one of the biggest threats to your investment portfolio. The biggest threat to your investment portfolio isn't the unexpected movement of the stock market. It isn't the unexpected, you know, volatility. Well, for one thing, volatility is expected. The biggest threat to our retirement portfolio is us. Our ability to do things to our investment portfolio at the wrong time. To sell out at the wrong time. To buy in at the wrong time. To just screw things up when it comes to our investments. So having enough money coming in from some source that we can't screw up. Social Security, once we start it, it's pretty much a done deal. It has a minor cost of living. Well, we have a good idea. It's not going to go down. Whether it goes up or not, we'll see that what happens in the future. A pension, if you have a pension. Those are sources of income that come in. They don't require you to be a sophisticated investor, an active management, a passive manager. You don't have to make any decisions on what to buy, when to buy, how to buy, when to distribute, or anything like that. It happens. This check comes in on or about the same day of a month, every month going forward. And so when we have those incomes, and those incomes are enough to cover our daily needs, our monthly needs, the rest of our portfolio tends to do a lot better because we are not as emotional about the portfolio, you know, especially in the down days when we know we've got our income covered. Now, not everybody has enough Social Security to cover their fixed needs when they wake up in the morning. And not everybody has a pension to add to their Social Security. So what happens if you're in that category? I happen to be in that category. I will have a decent Social Security when I ultimately take it. My wife will have some Social Security at that, you know, at the appropriate age too. But that's it. We don't have any other real pensions or anything, and we have certain expenses. When we wake up in the morning, we have expenses. Just by the fact that we woke up, we have expenses. We have property tax. Maybe you have rent. You know, you have health insurance. You have, you know, car insurance. You have all these different expenses. Basic gas and electric. You know, basic food and energy costs. All that. We have expenses when we wake up. My Social Security may or may not cover that when we ultimately retire. So we will probably be looking for, you know, some other source of guaranteed income. Now, it's difficult to use that term because there's not very many things out there that you can say guaranteed about. And so we have to look at what is the guaranteeing agency? Is it the federal government that's guaranteeing it? Is it a corporation that's guaranteeing it? Who's standing behind that guarantee? And I want to make sure, because if I start one of these when I'm 65 years old, either myself or my wife could live to be 95, and I want to make sure that guarantee stays in place for those 30 years.
Yeah, and you know, people tend to look at pensions from companies as guaranteed income, and I think that's okay to look at it, although...
Within the PBGC limits, they are.
Yes. Now, not all of it may be guaranteed, as we've seen with this particular person who's asking about it. Right. If you've got a $100,000 or $120,000 pension, hey, congratulations, I think that's great. You probably made a heck of a lot of money while you were working. But it doesn't mean that the entire amount is a guarantee.
No, it's not. And if it's a government pension, you've got to make... Well, the government is going to hopefully tax the rest of everybody to pay it. They're going to pay. But if it's a private corporation and your pension is $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month, you're guaranteed. If your pension is $9,000 a month, it's not guaranteed. And so it's just a matter of a portion of it would be. But we just want to look. And we want to make sure that we have those guaranteed incomes. And, you know, one of the things, why do we buy the guarantees? It's because we want to be able to sleep at night without worrying about what North Korea does. how the French election goes. You know, all these factors out there that could have a temporary downturn issue with the market, temporary being 5, 6, 7, 8 years. We are trying to stay away from those things. When we have enough money to live off of from these other sources, it makes our reliance on our portfolio a lot less, if not almost non-existent. And when we don't have to rely on our portfolio to provide for our, you know, rent check next month, we can afford emotionally to accept a little bit more volatility. And so from a behavioral finance standpoint, understanding who we are and how we react to different things, these types of incomes can really help an overall portfolio. Now, from a rate of return standpoint, are they great investments? You've got a G word in front of it, a guarantee in front of it. Nothing with the word guaranteed on investments is going to have a great rate of return. Those two G's don't go together. But that doesn't mean that it's not a good investment for some people, because it helps them in other ways. It helps them from that behavioral standpoint. And the studies that I've seen have shown that having these guaranteed incomes, even though they're not a great rate of return, helps the rest of the portfolio become a better portfolio over time than otherwise, because we tend not to screw it up.
Yeah, people feel a whole lot better when the market goes down and their income isn't affected. They feel a whole lot better about that than if the market goes way up and they somehow weren't participating as much as they could have. Okay, what form should these guarantees take? How do you get this? What is guaranteed income? How do you get it? 877-PLANNER, if you have questions on this, we're going to talk about this a little bit more when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Klum, 877-752-6637. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Sure, you're good at what you do. But if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you, and using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet, because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
You're listening to the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Show.
877 Planner, taking your calls. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We got room on the phones right now, so if you got a question, give us a call, 877-752-6637. And we'll get to it shortly. Talking a little bit here about this idea of guaranteed income. So when I'm talking about this, you know, if I have a pension at work, great. But not a lot of people have those anymore.
Well, and a lot of it comes down to what are we trying to accomplish in the strategy overall. I was speaking with somebody the other day who is receiving a settlement. And they're being offered either a lump sum, a fairly large lump sum, or a stream of payments for the rest of their life. And there's different variations of the stream of payments, but, you know, with different cost of living allowances, different guarantee periods, things like that. But the first question that had to be asked when we were talking about the lump sum, this other, is what are we looking at here? Are we looking at doing this because of rate of return? Are we looking to get the best potential rate of return that we can out of this portfolio? Or are we looking to create an income and create a peace of mind that you know that you can never not have income, that you'll always have income. But the rate of return is only marginal. I mean, not that great. So if the individual had said, rate of return is the most that's important, and that can happen. Maybe they're married to somebody who has a lot of other income, and they don't need to have the guaranteed monthly income. Then they could say, the rate of return is the most important thing. Well, then the lump sum is probably a better option. But in this case, it was a single individual, mid-50s, and said, you know what, I'll never be able to work again. That's what the settlement was about. And I need to make sure that I have income for the rest of my life. I want to be able to sleep at night. I want to know I have income. So peace of mind is the most important thing. And so that's where we started looking at, can we possibly get anywhere close to this with some other source? And the answer was no. So the peace of mind, they bought it for the peace of mind, knowing that over the next 30, 40 years of their life, that the rate of return is only going to be in the 3-4% range. So that was what they wanted. It wasn't the greatest rate of return, but it would allow them to sleep at night, knowing that no matter what happened, they had their bills covered. And so when we're looking at guaranteed lifetime income, that's the first question. If you are the mindset that you want the greatest potential rate of return and you're looking at the future saying, you know what, interest rates are pretty dismal today, but I think in 10, 15, 20 years, interest rates are going to be a lot better. And so I will take the chance that interest rates will be a lot better and I'll be able to make more money maybe on this lump sum in the future than I can right now, then the guaranteed income is not a good choice for you. But if you're on the other side of it saying, you know what, I want to make sure that no matter what happens in the stock market, the interest rate market, bond, equity, real estate, whatever, pick your market of choice or the combinations of those. I want to make sure that I have enough income that I don't have to worry about what the rest of the world does. Well, then the lifetime income type products make a lot of sense for you. Now, if you're 45, no, they don't make any sense for you. You're too young. They're designed for more traditional retirees. A 45-year-old retiree is not a traditional retiree. That's an outlier. That's an exception to the rule.
And the reason, a 45-year-old who retires obviously needs some kind of guarantees going forward. They've got to make their portfolio last maybe 50 years. We don't know.
Right.
But the form that we're talking about doesn't work for a 45-year-old because
Because they're too young.
Well, yeah, but because they're young, well,
the insurance company
is not going to... You know,
they don't take the risk for free.
No.
And so they have to look at how much can they earn. So the amount of money that they're going to be paying out is pretty dismal to that 45-year-old. 55, 65, 70 years old? Well, now we're starting to talk about... is it the greatest rate of return? No, but is it a reasonable rate of return? And does it have reasonable accessibility to the cash? That was the biggest problem a lot of people had with immediate annuities, where we trade in a cash lump sum amount of cash for a guarantee of payments, but if we die too soon, there's no cash left over. Or if I change my mind, there's no cash left over. The only thing I have is a guarantee of payments. So how we go about structuring it is, again, it's not for everybody, but for people, they need $6,000 a month to live. Not necessarily to, cover all their unexpected needs, their trips to Europe and things like that, but they need $6,000-$7,000 a month because they still have a mortgage and other things, and their Social Security combined between husband and wife may be $3,500. They may want some more guaranteed income just to help them sleep better at night. And so they can be done, and they can be done very well. They come in the form of, and I know you're not going to like the term, an annuity, but no other investment out there offers the G word, the guarantee on the income side. And so
how do these work now? You say, I need a guaranteed income. I've got my portfolio. I've seen what I make. I know what I need. And I'm still probably, I could use an extra whatever it is, $500 a month or something like that.
Well, there's two basic ways you do it. You do it through either a single premium, what they call a single premium immediate annuity, where you turn over a lump sum of cash to the insurance company, and they promise to pay you out a monthly payment, quarterly payment, however you want to set it up, for the rest of your life or for some specified period of time. And it can cover your life and or another individual's, a joint life between two people. And so you basically turn it over. Now, they will give you a little bit higher payout because they know exactly what they're going to be paying out if it's a term certain. And so it's okay. But right now I saw the 65-year-old couple covering a joint life. The payout was a little under 6%. Now, that payout is a key issue. A lot of people just heard 6%. They said, well, what's wrong with 6%? 6% sounds pretty good in today's world. That's a payout, not an earnings rate. That's not what you're earning on the investment, on the money you gave to the insurance company. You give them $100,000, they give you $6,000 a year. How much are you actually earning? Well, you don't know that until you find out how long you're going to receive it. If you receive it for 50 years, it's probably not the worst thing in the world. If you receive it for 10 years and you die, you didn't even get back what you put in. So we have to look at what the actual earnings rate is. That's one way to do it. But insurance companies right now, they're not offering the greatest rates because it's difficult for them to make those work given the interest rates that are available.
Well,
the other category of lifetime income is where you don't give up access to the cash value. You maintain a string to that cash value. And the cash value can be invested either in an index type of an account that earns interest or in a variable type of account that goes up or down with the performance of the sub-accounts that you've selected. But the guarantee is on the income level that you will never, when you start withdrawing money from this contract, you can withdraw a certain amount of money, and even if the cash value goes to zero, you can keep taking that money out. The insurance company will stand behind it and keep writing you a check for as long as you live. And so it's a matter of, they just keep writing a check. And so if you have money left in the, because make no mistake, the first checks that are coming out, that's your money. If I put in $100,000 and I leave it alone for several years and it grows to 110, 112, whatever it is, and I start taking out $6,000 or something from that portfolio, the insurance company at this point is not on the hook to take any money out of their pocket. It's my money, and I'm taking out my money. But I'm taking out more than it's earning, and as it depletes, at some point it may go to zero. And if it goes to zero, the insurance company stands behind it and says, we will keep paying you out that same payment. You lived up to your end of the bargain. You kept your withdrawal at a certain level. We're going to live up to our end of the bargain. We're going to keep paying you. Even though the cash value went to zero, you have no cash left in the game. They'll keep paying you for as long as you live. Now, that's a key issue, though. You've got to have some longevity to make these work. If your health history and your spouse's health history says early 80s to late 70s, probably not the best investment.
Although,
Although you may want the peace of mind
anyway.
You
may feel, I don't care what happens with that money as long as I have the guarantees. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll get to your calls next. Jake and Alameda, hold on. And others, we just get your name up on the board. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a Buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing program.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, get on board. We got some phone lines. I got a couple of lines open for you. We're going to take your calls right now. 877-PLANNER. If you're on hold, just be patient as we get through everybody. 877-752-6637. Also, some articles and emails coming up in just a little bit. I think I've probably read this before, but I can't recall. It's all right. It bears repeating because we do get questions on required minimum distributions. An article in Forbes, which kind of gets the whole idea wrong, where it says, avoid these three common mistakes. I'll get to those in just a little bit. I just lost all, what happened? Did the phone lines go blank on me? All right, well,
did we lose our caller?
We have a couple of calls, and I think, okay, what happened there? All right, anyway, sorry about that. We've had, you know, this is weird, we've had technical issues all week.
With the phones?
Yes, I'm not quite sure why, but anyway, okay, I think that's what they said.
So we lost our caller, sir.
Yes.
Everything went blank.
All right, I don't know. How many times have I gone to the phones and all of a sudden it just completely goes out? So anyway, give us a call back if you're on hold. I apologize for that. I was just about to go back to the calls. Again, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Okay, so let's just continue this very quickly if they want to give us a call back. Very quickly on annuities. The whole idea is to hand the insurance company some money. All right? They're going to take your money and they're going to do something with it. Ultimately, at some point, if we're talking about these guaranteed incomes that we're talking about, mm-hmm. lifetime guaranteed incomes, they're going to have to start handing this money back to you.
Right, but you know, if you're buying either an indexed lifetime income guarantee or a variable annuity with lifetime guarantee, you know what the cash value is invested in. With an equity indexed or a fixed indexed annuity, lifetime income guarantee, that's a rider on an account that has a guarantee of principal from the insurance company, a guarantee of principal from the investment experience. It can't go down because of investment experience. And it pays interest. The interest is determined like any other index annuity. You know, whatever the index does, up to a cap, or however they calculate it, they give you interest. So you are earning some amount of interest, but you're also taking a distribution, at least at some point. That distribution is most likely higher than the interest that's being earned in any given year. So you're actually taking all the interest that is earned plus ultimately some principal each payment. Sometimes the payment is coming purely from principal because it didn't earn any interest last year because the market was down. But you're spending your own money. But once you lose your own money, once you've spent all your own money, the insurance company will stand behind it and keep writing you a check. Just keep writing and you just keep on living and they keep writing a check. And you don't have to worry about what's going on with the economy. You just have to enjoy life and cash that check. Now, if you have longevity, they make a lot of sense. Now, for that person that their family history doesn't look all that good, some people still will look to buy one of these types of products for the peace of mind of knowing that just in case they do live, they will still have that income for the rest of their life. And so if they don't and they die too soon, whatever the cash value that's left in it, if any, goes to their heirs. If they live a long time, well, they've got income for the rest of their life. So they're trying to cover both ways, and it takes a lot of pressure off the rest of the portfolio, both from a distribution standpoint, because you're getting income from another source, but also from a behavioral finance standpoint, where we tend to freak out if we need to take money out of our portfolios, and it just went down in value. We just, like in 2008, 2009, even 2010, people were running to cash because they thought they needed to protect their portfolio, even though the portfolio wasn't going to be needed for 10, 15, 20 years, they were worried about running out of money. And so they went to cash. And what did running to cash do in 2008, 2009, 2010? Well, 2008, 2009, it cemented the loss in their portfolio. It didn't let them ever recover. And as we now know, looking back, it recovered nicely. So, but if you have the income, you're less worried about that money. You're more accepting of the volatility, which is a given in the stock market and the other areas. So it's just a matter of how do we go about buying it. And there are different products out there. Some are better for younger people. Some are better for older people. Some are better. You know, they've got different. They're all about the same when it comes to rate of return. It's just that they have different flavors.
Yeah.
And so one may fit you a little bit better than the other. They have these roll-ups that they talk about a 7, 8% guaranteed rate of return. That is not a guaranteed rate of return on your cash value. It's a guaranteed increase in your income base, which helps you get a better income when you ultimately turn the income on.
Yeah, but
it's not a rate of return.
No, you should not confuse these with a rate of return. And we'll explain more of this maybe a little bit later. But they're nice to have for people who need the income. You can actually purchase a pension. Now, whether it's enough for you or not, that's another matter. But at least it's something. Okay, 877-PLAN. I'm going to try to get back. We got some of these folks back on the line after the lines went out. So let's, I don't know who's next. Let's just go to Steve, I think, in Atlanta, Georgia then. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Hey, you guys were just talking about payout on a life, on annuity when the account value goes to zero. Rick was talking about that.
Yes.
And in 2009, I purchased an account like that, which has a 5% guaranteed withdrawal rate, guaranteed lifetime withdrawal rate.
Right.
And in 2019, I will be able to draw $20,000 a year out of that account.
Okay.
Without exceeding the 5%.
Yeah, on the income base.
It will deplete my cash value. My cash value at that time will be a little over $400,000. So when the cash value is depleted, I can't find anything in my documentation that says what are they on the hook to pay me.
Well, if you have a guarantee, if you have the rider that says a guaranteed lifetime income rider, you would have to look at the contract, and it would probably be in the back page of the contract. There would be a special page for that rider that outlines what is and is not guaranteed by that. But if it's a guaranteed lifetime income rider, it should live up to the name. And you have an income base. You were saying that you have an income base?
Yes, there's an income base, which is ratcheting up 5% annually.
And is this an indexed product or a variable product?
It's a variable product.
So you have choices over the sub-accounts. You can choose growth or bonds or anything like that, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so you would want to look for that rider page, the page that says what this rider does for you. And it's so when you have the contract, the first pages are data pages. There should be something on there that talks about the rider. But in detail, the rider will be one of the pages, usually towards the back of the contract, that outlines exactly how it works.
Okay.
I mean, I normally don't ask. What company is it?
It is MetLife.
If you bought it, yeah, that was a big company that was issuing them back in 2009, and they offered a pretty decent guaranteed lifetime income rider. I don't think, MetLife is actually split into two companies now. It's not called MetLife anymore. It's called Brighthouse Financial. But yeah, it's in the contract somewhere, and they were a big company issuing lifetime income guarantees, so I would imagine that you have exactly what you described.
Gotcha. So it's hard to pin down exactly what. When my cash value is zero and I annuitize, it's hard to figure out.
Well, there are different contracts. Some of them, when you started withdrawing the money and it got down to zero, just before it went to zero, you had to annuitize the remaining income base. And that actually may give you more income. That is an important issue. And I think MetLife at the time had one that did that. So you do want to read that. So you either need to find it yourself, get the contract, and go back and look for that. The page that says Lifetime Income Rider or whatever their marketing term is for that, or call the agent that sold it to you, or call MetLife and say, explain this to me and show me or tell me what I'm looking for in the contract so I can feel good about what I bought.
Great. Yep. Okay. I'll do that, and appreciate you taking my call, and you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you,
problem.
Steve. You too.
He bought it in 2009. He probably has better growth on the underlying sub-accounts then the rider would... There's two things. When the income base, which is an accounting number...
And it's a number that's set by the insurance company, by the way.
It usually starts with whatever you put into the contract. So I put in $100,000. My income base is $100,000. Some of them have bonuses. We'll leave those alone. But it is designed, in many cases, to roll up at a 5% rate. So at the end of the first year, beginning of the second year, my income base may be $105,000. But with variable contracts, the value of the cash could go down or it could go up. And so a lot of them said, we will let it roll up at 5%, but if the cash value is higher, we'll reset the income base to the higher cash value. So if the cash value went up by 10% and now I have 110, they reset my income base to 110. If the cash value had gone down and it was only 90,000, my income base would go up at 5% to 105. So each year, my income base, until I start withdrawing money, is going to go up, either by the amount of appreciation in the cash value, if the cash value exceeds the income base, or by a set predetermined number.
Yeah, so what you could wind up with is an income base after, you know, 1 year, if you have a good year, it's now 110,000 in your example, and then the next year we have a down year, it goes to 115, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, some of them, you had to be careful, because some said you get the higher of one of the two of those, depending upon when you started it. Some of them did what they call stacking, where if the 5% was better, you got that. If the market was better, you got that. And so in the next year, if the market went down, you got five on top of the stack. So you have to know what you're buying.
Yeah, and each one has different costs. But anyway, it's a form of guaranteed income, and it's something you need to be aware of. All right, 877-PLAN. Looks like the phones are working. We got to get some people on hold. 877-752-6637. Lots more to talk about. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Free Portfolio Review at WealthEd.com, WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. $1,000. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
You're listening to the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
We're here taking your call till the top of the hour. Another hour coming up. I got so much stuff to talk about here. So through some of this with Professor Plum and some emails that we got. Interesting, a whole bunch of different topics to cover. So we'll try to get to some of this stuff on 401ks. Some of these myths, once again, in paying taxes, and as I said, a whole bunch of emails, which we'll get to here. Some of them are quite involved, so we'll see if we can edit them down. Anyway, 877-PLANNER. All right, we're going to take care of the folks that we lost earlier, so let's move next to Jake in Alameda, California. Hi, Jake.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Very nice. Well, the question is, should we pay off our mortgage? And this is the thing. We only owe $130,000 in the mortgage, and three and three quarter percent interest. And I was wondering, me and my wife are planning to retire at 62, and we both 57. Our money at 1.9 with a retirement plan. Should we write on it? That's what our question. Listen off the air, please.
Oh, you don't need to listen off the air. The money to pay this mortgage off is going to have to come from where? Either you're going to accelerate it over the next 5 years, or you're going to take money out.
Well, we're thinking about taking the money out. We don't have an emergency fund. We only got
$10,000. So you're going to take it out of a retirement account?
Yes, that's what we're thinking. Oh, should we just write on it?
We only have
like $600 a month on the payment.
Right, but the money that you would use to pay it off, you owe $130,000. To pay it off, you're going to take money out of a retirement account. Is that what I heard?
That's what we're thinking about. Oh, should we just go ahead and just write on it?
Most likely, I'm going to say keep going on it. Now, what is your total household income right now?
$200,000.
So $200,000. So that puts you in the 28% income tax bracket. You're in California, add another 9% there. You're in a pretty high tax bracket. So pulling money out, and especially since you're only 57, you're going to have to pull out about $250,000 to pay off that $130,000 mortgage, because it's going to create a lot, and I mean a lot with a big capital L-O-T in taxes.
Alone.
I mean, you're going to have to, it's really, really expensive. Now, when you retire, where's the income going to come from in retirement? You're a 401k distribution of X amount of dollars and some Social Security. How much are you going to pay in taxes then? Not as much, right?
Not as much, right.
So I would not take the money out of the 401k to pay off this home mortgage, at least not yet, especially at 3.25%, 3.5%. Now, whether or not if I had excess money, I'd start paying down more on the mortgage just out of principle. If I can pay it out of cash flow, that might be something, so that when I get to retirement 5 years from now, maybe I only owe $80,000, $90,000. and then I can use my tax bracket to my advantage and start taking out maybe $20,000-$30,000 a year extra over and above what I need to live and paying it down and be done with it over the next 8-10 years rather than today. But the cost of 3% interest on a declining balance over the next 8-10 years is a lot less than the penalties and the extra taxes you would pay by taking it out all at one lump sum today.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Jake. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you got to consider the taxes. Now, if you dump a bunch of money out of a retirement account, what that's going to do is dump that into your ordinary income for the year. And, of course, you know, that can bump you up one, in some cases, two tax brackets, depending on where you happen to be. And it's going to affect a whole bunch of other stuff. And as you mentioned, it's not just the federal taxes, the state taxes as well.
Right. So, and he lived in a state with a relatively high state income tax. So you figure it's going to be 28% at least. It might even bump him into the 33. But let's just say 28% federal tax, 9% state tax. And currently, that state tax is deductible against the federal, but that's not a big deal. But so you got 28 and 9, what's that, 37, 10% penalty, 47. The state that he lives in has a 2.5% state penalty. So you're at 49.5 in taxes, 49%. To be able to get 130 net, you got to take out close to 260. Or if you only take out 130, you're going to owe $65,000 or $64,000 in taxes next year at this time. And plus you didn't have an, you know, so you got a big tax bill to pay. So you're only paying 3.5%, 3.25% on the interest. That's a lot better deal than paying all those extra taxes and pay it over the next 5 years. Then when you retire, if we've got room in the 15% bracket, let's take bigger chunks out and get rid of that payment over a shorter period of time, but not a 1 year period of time.
Yeah, it'll ease into it. Now, it won't get everything into where you want it to go right away, but the cost of doing so, you said it may be just ballparking it, $250,000, a quarter of $1 million just to move, what, $130,000.
Yeah,
that's money that's lost.
That's an expensive deal. Just the additional taxes, going from a 15 to 20, there's 13% in additional taxes by doing it this year. Plus the 10% penalty, 23%, plus the state of California penalty, you know, another 2%. So you're talking about just 25% in extra fees there, not even calculating the extra state income tax, because in retirement he may only be at a 4 or 5% tax rate instead of 9. So it takes a long time to pay that much in interest, you know, especially on a declining balance. You say, well, it's 3% a year, 10 years, that's 30%. No, it's not the same cost, because the value goes down on that mortgage every year. So you're paying less and less and less each year. It's cheaper to pay the interest and deduct it than to pay it all up front in the way he was looking at it.
Yeah, sometimes you look at that big, you say, well, gee, if it takes me the rest of whatever to pay this thing off, it's going to, you know, look at all the interest that I'm paying. But
look at all the taxes you're paying.
When you turn it around, yeah, you wind up paying taxes. Any time that you take money out of your whatever it is, your plan that you're not, let's say your 401k and you're not borrowing from it, you're going to have to pay taxes on that.
Right. And
now, in his case, he's 57.
57. Unless he quits, he can't get the money out without a penalty.
No. And so was that part of the 250 grand?
Yeah, that was.
Okay. All right.
I already did that.
Okay. I don't remember if you brought that up or not, but that's part of the deal.
It's an expensive part of the deal. Now, should he pay it off at 60 or 59 and a half once he gets there, so he can take money out without the penalty?
Yeah, save 10%, but it's still...
Still have 12.5% in California, but, you know.
It's the lesser of two evils, but it's still a pretty evil, I would say.
And when he's making 200 plus, let's see what it's going to look like. Now, if you're in the same bracket at that point versus when you're going to retire, then it becomes a little bit different of a game.
Now, somebody might say, well, okay, yeah, you might have to pay these taxes, but think of all the money you're going to save. Now you don't have, you know, the monthly payment that you would have had before.
Right, but
so can't you take that money and make that up?
Not over that short of a period of time, no.
Certainly not.
And what he was talking about, a $600 payment, $800 payment. When you're making $200,000, it's more of a nuisance. And he's looking, rightfully so, looking at retirement 5 years from now and wanting to be able to retire mortgage-free. But what's the cost to get there?
What's the cost? Exactly. You got to look at that. Okay. We're out of time for this hour. Another hour coming up. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, you can do so at the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Hang on. Another hour just coming up. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.